21. Our Community Connection on the way next, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working to get together to keep you on the move, also by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. We've got an event coming up tomorrow. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, and mentioned there is an event coming up. We've been talking about it a little bit here and there and now and then. Some promotional announcements running for the last several weeks. Dori Potter, auction buyer extraordinaire, joining me this morning.
Oh, Charlie, I'm so exhausted. I have been shopping for weeks. It's just tiring.
Okay. Tell that to somebody who believes it.
I know, exactly.
I see the look of joy on your face. Look what I got this. You
know. I know. It is so fun. Really, truly, it's a joy to get to go out and visit a lot of our clients in town. You know, a lot of times I am in the office, and so I hear stories of the salespeople who are out and people they've met and things they're doing, things they've seen at some of our local stores. And, you know, I get a little bit jealous because, like, okay, that would be fun to see and do. Well, in July, I get to see and do. I get to go out and visit them, and I get to purchase products from our advertisers. And, you know, they're great people, great stores, a lot of neat selection, new things, and I just love it.
Well, if you can't win the $1,000 shopping spree from Dillard's at Christmas time, you at least get to do some shopping.
I get to shop in July, Christmas in July for me. But that's right. And why we do all this shopping? Because we have an auction. Our annual KWN, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM auction is tomorrow, 10 o'clock at Washington County Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. which are the fairgrounds in Dewey.
Right.
If you go to the high school, you'll see the school right there off Highway 75. Turn west. Go
onto Bulldogger Road.
Exactly. Turn west, and the fairgrounds are there. We'll be inside in the cool comfort of, and it'll be dry, mm-hmm. Of the fairgrounds. And so we just really love Pam Pollock and the folks there at the fairgrounds and how they make us feel welcome. And we just get to have that big room for the morning and sell lots of merchandise. People get bargains, and everybody's happy.
It's a great day, and, you know, people are carrying out their goodies, I don't know, early afternoon, a little bit afternoon time, depending on when it actually gets done. And everybody got a bargain because, much of it goes for less than, but I know you're going to not pay more than 80% of whatever you paid for it.
That's right. We go ahead and tag everything so that you know exactly where it was from, and you also know the retail price of it, and you know the 80% price. So the most, the auctioneer knows the 80% price. That's the most important thing, too,
yeah.
because that's where she stops. We've got Pam Elvington and Mary Barnes again with us this year for our auction, and they make it a lot of fun. They're easy to understand, and they've done this for us for years, and we just have a great time with them. But they stop it at 80% of the retail price. But a lot of times it doesn't even get to the 80%,
yeah.
too. It's an auction, so you set the price. If, 30, 40, 50%, whatever, depends on how many buyers want that item.
Some of them, you can nearly guarantee that they're going to go for 80%, like some of the food coupons. It seems it works out that way every year.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the other items, like some of the jewelry, the mattresses from Edna Mattress, I think there's one on there again this year.
Mm-hmm.
That one seems to go, in my opinion, really cheap.
Well, and another thing that we have a lot of years, and we have it again this year, but we do, really as a great public service too, is a lift chair from
yeah.
Boulevard Discount Pharmacy. It's a fabulous, like, rocker recliner type of lift chair that really will help people who are elderly or disabled to be able to get up and down on their own a whole lot easier. And so it's a brand new lift chair, and it usually goes for a bargain. But,
get one that starts at ground level and gets me up to the second floor?
Well, not quite that high. But no, that's one of the things. But, you know, Charlie, we are excited about some of the – we have a couple more big items this year that we haven't had before.
Okay.
We have a Kubota riding lawnmower this year.
I think I saw Kevin sitting on one when we did our broadcast from over there. I don't know if he was checking it out for the auction or just saying this is a nice mower. But
he was checking it out for Dory to test drive it, to use it every day. That's what he was doing. But enough about that. This one is not used by Dory. This one has not been used yet. It's brand new, and it's a great Kubota riding lawnmower. And I don't, again, not into all the details of lawnmowers, so you can call Kevin and ask him about that. But more than that, just come out a little early. Come early to the auction tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock. It will be there at 9 o'clock on, so you can come and look at all the items, look at the tags to see what the prices are. But I think it's roughly about a $4,000 riding lawnmower. And so, you know, at 80%, if it would even go to the 80%, you're saving a lot of money. But, you know, a lot of our big ticket items go around 50%. So yeah. If you can get a brand new riding lawnmower for around 50%, I mean, that's a great deal. So encourage. But another big thing that we have that we haven't had before, and we've got a hay conserver feeder from GoBob Steel.
Okay.
And so it's a hay feeder, you know, mm-hmm. that's what it is. And so, again, I'm not an expert on that, but I know that if you want one, this is a good quality item. And GoBob Steel does great made in Oklahoma style mm-hmm. Manufacturing. And so it's just a really neat product. Like you said, we have the typical gift certificates from a lot of the restaurants in town and around the area, and those always go. They're popular. People yep. know what they are. We have Branson gift certificates, again, that are always popular. People are planning their trips sometimes after the auction so that they can get the good deal. I even know somebody who lives in Branson, used to live here, lives in Branson now, and she's coming back specifically for our auction so she can go back home and go to the shows. Yeah, so she can go to the shows. So go to the shows and get a great deal. So, yeah, people who have figured it out that they can get a good deal they habitually put it on their calendar to get to come to the auction and save money. So we look forward to seeing the people every year. And if you haven't come join us. The numbers are free. You just walk in and sign up, get your number.
I can nearly guarantee you'll walk out the door with something you like.
Well, yeah, because, you know, there can be things that go for a dollar or two. I mean, I've told you about some of the big ticket items now. The gift certificates that are $10 gift certificates for food, you might go for $7 or $8. You're going to save money there. The Branson ones, some of them go for the 80%. Some of them go for $5. You can't go to a Branson show for $5 anywhere else.
You can't drive to Branson for $5.
right. So good deal. Like you said, we've got jewelry. We have all kinds of things. You want to take a break, Charlie, and I'll come back then and tell you some specifics on
Sounds
items?
Sounds like a great deal.
And
we'll mention there's food out there, too, when we come back in just a moment.
Okay.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Some of the things coming up is Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp, with registration going on now. Camp will be held Monday, August 1st through Friday the 5th. For more information about the First Baptist Church calendar events, call 918-336-6172. Come worship at First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, located downtown Bartlesville, 405 South Cherokee.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing on a Community Connection this morning, Dori Potter, again, auction buyer extraordinaire, but she's buying for us so that you can buy for you and pick up some great stuff.
Charlie, it's been a whole lot of fun. I've been from Skiatook to Nowata to up in Kansas to Pawhuska, around Bartlesville and Dewey, and a lot of fun places, a lot of great stores. Some of the things that I've had a chance to get, I've got several of the Yeti lookalike coolers. You know, I call them Yeti lookalike because there's several American-made coolers now that have the same, people know the Yeti because that kind of is the first thing that came out, but there's some American-made products now. And so I've been a chance to go to a couple stores and get those same type of product.
Kind of like every facial tissue is a Kleenex, even though it's not.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I've got several, you know, coolers like that. We've got some paint supplies and gift certificates from Spectrum Paint. Went over to Sister's Attic in Pawhuska and got some Oklahoma-made products and some Native American products there. Down in, also in Pawhuska, Pick Your Stitch, they do embroidery work, and so I've got some embroidery work from them and some gift certificates as well. Rubies and Rouge is a really fun women's gift-type store in Skiatook, and so I got some clothing and accessories and some fun jewelry from there as well. For the guys, Overly Woods Lumber, got a halogen work light, a circular saw, a hammer drill, you know.
Implements of destruction. How much better can you get?
Exactly. Gift certificates. Let's talk about Monterey's Little Mexico. We've got the Hilton Garden Inn. We've got for the grill there. We've got gift certificates to the farmer's market, gift certificates to the UPS store, gift certificates from Ferris Heating and Air, from Ernest Heat and Air. I've got car wash certificates from IQ Car Wash. We've got steak and meat gift certificates from National Steak and Poultry.
Clear out some space in the freezer, you'll want it.
Exactly. Oil changes and flushes from Master Lube. Those are gift certificates. Gift cards from Egbert's. I've got gift certificates from Wise's Boot and Shoe Repair.
I think you've got even some from Martha's Task, don't you?
I do. Well, actually, I purchased some things from Martha's Task. Yeah, okay. I purchased some items. You can get some really nice handmade items, some baby items, Charlie. You need some more baby items. I know your wife makes a lot of things for your granddaughter, but here's some more cute things from Martha's Task. Also, Buffalo Wild Wings in Washington Park Mall. We've got gift certificates from there. Kind of a unique thing. We have gift certificates from Davis Family Funeral Home, and you might say, what kind of gift certificates from a funeral home? These are actually plant gift certificates. Mm-hmm. So they will sell plants, and so we have plant gift certificates from there. We have also gift certificates for plants or whatever items you might want from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Dink's Barbecue, Sterling's Grill gift certificates. We've got, like I said, a lot of the Branson. We've got Million Dollar Quartet. We've got Presley's Country Jubilee. Andy Williams Theater, Clay Cooper Theater, the Starlight Theater, Amazing Acrobats, Liverpool Legends, Dixie Stampede. I'm probably missing something, but those are a lot of the different gift certificates from there.
Okay.
Also gift certificates from Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Those are always really popular. Got some from Frontier City, Whitewater Bay, Fireplaces Plus in Dewey, gift certificates from there. Gift certificates from Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey, Paws Resort and Spa. If you need, you know, so again, a lot of different types of gift certificates. Some of my favorite are the manicure, pedicure, and pampering from Gail's Hairstyling and Spa. Those are popular ones as well. More items. We've got the pallets of sod. That actually comes in a gift certificate, too, from Enterprise Sod Store. Chemicals from Blue Stem Aerial Sprayer. If you need some Roundup or Grayson, that type of thing, we've got that that you can get. Gift certificates for golf from Adams Golf Course. Beautiful LaFon tennis bracelet from Mastercraft Jewelry in Dewey. One of my favorite purchases is not that expensive, but it's a little plastic aquarium, and it's in the Finding Dory theme. Okay, you know, Finding Dory, of course.
Sure.
I like that, but it is darling.
She doesn't spell it the correct way.
She spells it differently, but that's okay. But it's really cute, and it comes with a little certificate also to get the fish, too. We don't have the live fish there because we might kill it before you take it home. So you've got all the supplies that you need, the rocks and the food and this cute little Dory aquarium, and then you can go back to Feed Mart just for pets and get the fish yourself and pick out which color that you want, because maybe you want a purple or a blue or a pink or red or different color betta fish or something too, so you can get from there. We have a wonderful Lane recliner from Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center. We've got more gift certificates for the Dewey Hotel too. If you take some tourism, go see the Dewey Hotel. Gas certificates from ASAP General Store. So hey, you're going to fill up your car anyway. You might as well save some money there doing it with our gift certificates for 66 gasoline.
Okay.
Books and collectibles from the Frank Phillips Home, mm-hmm. and then also a few gift certificates for tours too. They have the regular tour or they have the director's tour, so we have gift certificates for both of those. I told you about the riding lawnmower. We've got some really fun Ed Hardy sunglasses from Quality Vision in Washington Park Mall. Let's see, we've got Really fun store, Sweetwater Crossing. That's up on Highway 75, going toward Dewey on the east side of the road. When you look out, you'll see a lot of like plants and outdoor things. Right now, they've got some windmills even
right,
that
I
are
just
okay.
Saw those,
that
yeah.
in go inside their store. They have a lot of fun decor items, and so kind of rustic, country, woodsy type things. So we've got several items from Sweetwater Crossing that are that was a fun place to shop. Kind of a new discovery. I was excited. That was fun to do. We've got 3-day passes to the Oklahoma Bluegrass Festival, so that's kind of a fun thing that people might want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Byron Berline and friends.
Yeah. Another new store that's a part of our auction this year that is one of my, quote, favorite purchases, and you can see a picture of it on our website. You can see a lot of these items, pictures on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go into community events and go to the auction page, and you'll see a lot of the pictures. But it's from Unique Furnishings of Bartlesville, and Unique Furnishings is pretty much across the street from us, Charlie. It's mm-hmm. over here in the Comanche Center. And they take furniture and repurpose it and remake it. Well, they have taken this dresser, and they've made it into a little girl's dresser. And it's white and with pink accents to it. The pulls are iridescent pulls. It's got kind of a pink glittery type of bling that's along the edges of it. Anybody that has a little girl or granddaughter or something, this is definitely the dresser that they need, Charlie Tarboletti.
Okay.
You're going to love it. So just be ready. You might have to make a trip in the back of your car to go to Illinois or something.
Well, I might have to do that.
But it's darling. Also, more fun things. Went to Watts Distributing. Has a lot of great supplies. I've got a stock plot. Pot cleaning supplies, heavy-duty baking pans, that type of thing from Watts Distributing. Mm-hmm. We have an air conditioner from Hughes Lumber in Dewey. Also, a wheelbarrow and a couple other guy-type things that I got there at the lumber store at Hughes Lumber. Some fun jewelry and home decor items, a little purse and stuff from Mud Pies in Pawhuska. If you haven't been to Mud Pies in Pawhuska, that's definitely a girl place, too. A fun place to go there.
Okay.
You mentioned Martha's Task. I've got some OU and OSU things from there as well that they've made, some kind of kitchen sets and things that are kind of neat. Been to swimming holes and have some different flotation devices and fun things to play with in the pool and different items, the pool accessories, we'll call it that, from there. Did we mention the mattress? You might have mentioned
I mentioned it in passing that it frequently goes at a very, very reasonable price.
Right, yeah. Right. So, again, quality mattress made locally, Edna's Mattress Factory, and so that's just always a popular item. One thing that I don't know a lot about, but the guys really like it, it's a torch kit from the Nowata Ranch Supply.
Okay,
it's kind of in a neat case, too. So I like the case. I don't know about the torch kit itself, but the case was really cool.
Functional, the guys carry about functional, you carry about the case, it's all good.
Right, exactly. Charlie, that's pretty much a quick summary of some of the items. Again, people can go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and see the list, see the item, pictures of the items. More than anything, come out and see us tomorrow.
Yeah.
10 o'clock, the doors open as far as for the auction starts, but the doors open at 9 o'clock.
You
so
can come have breakfast with us.
Exactly. Good point, Charlie, because Rolling Pin will be there, and Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli will be there early with their wonderful cinnamon rolls and breads for breakfast, so you can come have breakfast with us. And then when it turns toward lunchtime, around noon, they'll start making some sandwiches for us. So you'll have their homemade bread and sandwiches that you can purchase. They're our concessionaire this year at the auction again, and we always enjoy that. So thanks to Rolling Pin for being there and helping us out with the goodies at the auction. You know, whether you're thirsty or hungry, they'll have something for you there.
Have a vehicle that you have access to take home your purchases, because when you bought it, you could take it.
Exactly. Cash and carry. There you go. And I was going to say, if you can't be there right at 10 o'clock, come when you can. You know, we're usually there till about 1:30 or 2. And the gift certificates that we have, when you purchase a gift certificate, you take it at that point. But if we have any leftover gift certificates, we actually have a leftover gift certificate board that we put up, so that if someone comes late and there's like, oh, I wanted some Branson certificates, are they all gone? No, there's still some that
Andy
the price.
Williams Theater over there or whatever, yeah.
Right, there was still some. The price was established at the auction, and so we'll sell you whatever leftovers that we have from our gift certificate board. Just come to see see Tammy or one of the gals there at the gift certificate board, and you can go ahead and purchase them. Even though they went up for auction, had some left over, you can purchase them at that time.
Sound like a great deal. And it is, again, already there. You can see a lot of the pictures online. Go to BartlesHillRadio.com. And there's just a landing page under community, I think it is, for the auction, that you can just see a list of a lot of things you already talked about.
Right. And again, this is at the Washington County Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. which is in Dewey. It would be just west of the high school there and the school. So come see us and have a lot of fun. A lot of the staff will be there too. So if you are like, hey, what's the face behind that voice? Yeah. Come out and shake our hand and say hello to us. We'd love to see you.
Absolutely. Dory, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks, Charlie.
News from the ONN on the way next.
Oklahoma City Police investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of Oklahoma.